Jeremy Levin is the director of advocacy for Rural Wisconsin Health Cooperatives, which represents 35 hospitals in the state. He says many provisions in the bill will impact other states more than Wisconsin.
Wisconsin already has a relatively high, actually a very high percentage of insured individuals. However, rural Wisconsin does have more uninsured individuals.
RWHC says Representative Ron Kide, the Democrat from La Crosse, was able to get a value index included in the bill, which should bring more equitable Medicare funding to the state.
Wisconsin tends to spend less per Medicare beneficiary than much other states, and in two out of the last 3 years, Wisconsin has actually been rated the number one state in terms of health care quality.
Levin says his group has not taken a position on socialized medicine in the past, but he says this legislation is not that. He sees it more as a streamlining of the current employer-sponsored system.
If you have an employer-sponsored health care benefit right now, this bill probably won't do much of anything for you.
Hospitals should see a difference in their Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement rates, but Levin admits only time will tell exactly how well the new system will work. Reporting in Nielsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.